A proposal that would ban smoking in most public places in Alaska is making headway in the state Senate. As KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports, Senate Bill 209 passed out of the Senate State Affairs Committee last week.
SB 209 would ban smoking in office buildings, sports arenas, taxicabs, bars, and restaurants, among other places. Many places in Alaska, including Anchorage, Juneau, and Bethel, already have similar bans. As a result of those bans, nearly half of Alaska's population is already affected by a workplace smoking ban. Soldotna Senator Peter Michicki is the bill's sponsor. He told the Senate State Affairs Committee Thursday that normally he is a small government kind of guy. In this case, however, he feels it's appropriate for the government to get involved to protect the health of workers.
Just as it's appropriate for government to set safety standards in automobiles, electrical codes for wiring, requirements for infant and child carrier seats, whether or not it's appropriate for the state to require safe working conditions free of secondhand smoke is a discussion here.
Michicki says the state takes on much of the economic cost associated with secondhand smoke, which he said kills more Alaskans each year than automobile accidents. He also made the point that second-class cities and unorganized boroughs in Alaska do not have the legal authority to enact their own smoking bans. But most importantly, he said the issue is, for him, a very personal one.
My dad was on oxygen the last 12 years of his life, and I know where my father is spiritually right now. But materially, he lives in a little gold box in my office. You can come down and visit his cremains if you'd like. He didn't make it more than a year and a half after that. And you know, my father made his personal choices, but my siblings and I didn't. And the effects of secondhand smoke, and three, I'm the lucky one. Of the other three, they all have respiratory issues from living through secondhand smoke effects.
Michicki said more than 400 businesses and organizations have signed on in support of his bill. Committee Chairman Fred Dyson said most of the comments his office has received about the bill have also been supportive of the state doing something. Larry Hackenmiller testified from Fairbanks on behalf of the Interior Cabaret Hotel Restaurant and Retailers Association. He said Fairbanks rejected a similar law. He also took issue with some of the numbers put forward about hazards related to secondhand smoke.
Fairbanks made the call because we're a first-class city. The borough can't, okay? But Fairbanks decided it's a choice thing. You have enough choices. Secondhand smoke isn't going to bother you. There is no hazard to secondhand smoke in a workplace. Period.
Gary Superman owns the Hunger Hut Bar in Nikiski. He called the smoking ban an infringement on his rights as a business owner.
My establishment in North Kenai has been in my family for 45 years. We have always been a smoking establishment. It is a blue-collar tavern, neighborhood tavern. It's not a tavern in Anchorage where we can pick and choose our clientele. Quite simply, in my establishment, if we went smoke-free, we would be, I think, irreparably harmed economically.
Kenai businessman John Parker spoke in favor of the proposed ban, saying it would level the playing field for business owners on the Kenai Peninsula who may be afraid that banning smoking would give a leg up to their competition. More importantly, Parker said that customers and employees have a fundamental right to smoke-free air.
As a non-smoker, if my wife and I go into an establishment, we are not imposing our choices on anyone. By comparison, when a smoker lights up in an establishment which I am a patron of, they are imposing their choices on me. They do not have the right to do that.
A couple of amendments have been proposed to Michicki's bill. One would include the use of e-cigarettes in the ban. The other would set up an appeal process for businesses who would like to opt out. The bill also provides an opt-out clause for local municipalities, which would be granted only if a local election is held and a majority of voters choose to exempt themselves from the smoking ban. Reporting from Homer,